Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am celebrating.
You are. It's birthday for you.
Yes. Yes, and I had beautiful people from my family come up. My daughter came up and her boyfriend and two of my grandchildren, and my friend Randy came in from out of town. So I've been cooking for people, and this is probably the most social I've been since COVID started. And it was from close, personal, loving people, really. Oh, yes.
Well, you know, and I will say this, in your solar return, you have Uranus and Taurus in your first house. And that means expect the unexpected this year, because there's lots of surprises around the corner for you for this birth year.
Should I be scared or celebrating?
Always celebrating. It's all good. So,
yay!
It is all good.
What do you think about that moon in my chart, eh?
Ooh, that Capricorn moon. You know what I say about that? I'm betting you're going to go back and travel for work again. So I'm betting all those Palm Beachers are going to be celebrating your return. That's
right,
what
plus
I'm gonna
I get,
say about that.
Get to see more children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I'm loving that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been very, very fortunate, you know, I think in so many ways and everything. So I try to share that with other people, and I try to, you know, help them to see the good even when they're going through a difficult time. And it's all good.
It is, you know, and this year you're really dedicated to it. With that Venus in Virgo and that Capricorn moon that are entrined to each other. You really are, this year, there for your clients. You're there to be of service and of help. And it's really your honor and privilege. And so this year should be a really good year as far as your work is concerned. I think you'll help a lot of people.
Thank you. Yep, that's what I'm designing. Yes. You know, the weird thing about this chart, when you include, like, the vertex and the part of fortune, I have a planet or planetary energy in every house.
Absolutely.
I'm like, and a grand trine in air, I'll take it.
it's definitely a busy chart. You know how Robert Hand does that, you know, the big splash where everything is everywhere. So
yes.
It makes a lot of activity in a lot of different ways for this year for you, a lot of movement here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, for the people that are listening tonight, we have an interesting configuration going on where Mars in Leo is opposing the Moon in Aquarius. And this is like the marrying together of heart and higher mind in a unique way, because you can balance this within yourself and you can help either other people to balance within themselves. I'm liking that a lot.
I do. I actually like the other aspect you called for. Which is the Mercury trine Neptune, because Neptune is retrograde at this point in time. And so the rose-colored glasses are off. The reality is there. And the mind can see it and recreate what is flawed in their vision. And I love this because with this trine, anything is possible. It's all about the perspective that you take it in. And looking at the truth and looking at the reality and finding the beauty in that. I just love this aspect a lot because it really is harmonious for people finding that I believe attitude and seeing that all things are possible.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yes. Yes. Now, the interesting thing is that Mercury is also opposing retrograde Pluto, okay, in Capricorn. But the thing I like about this is, again, that devotional energy. When you look at the longer picture of what's going on in your life and you realize the many blessings that you've had, even if it's been tough, you know, especially the last couple of years of COVID, it's affected a lot of people in so many ways, but there are always things that you can be joyful and thankful for. And if you can get into that ponderous mode, just kind of think about it or maybe do the remember when with the people close to you or look at photographs, I think it can be such a benefit.
Oh, absolutely. It really is about finding that heartfelt love at this point in time, especially with the Sun in Leo. The Sun is in its natural placement when it's in Leo. And it is all about finding that heartfelt energy.
Absolutely. I love it. I like the Sun in Leo, but then again, I may be biased because it's sitting right on my midheaven.
I think you're biased. I think the bias. I have Uranus and Leo. I could take it or leave it.
All right. Well, you know, the nice thing is, though, is that sometimes it can help you to fall in love.
Yeah, absolutely. That's for sure.
So you're ready for the first one?
Okay, let's go.
Area code 414, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Felicia, and you need my date of birth and time, or no?
Yes.
Have you called in before?
I can't remember. If I did, it might have been a while ago. That's why, you know. My date of birth is
April 25th, 1969?
Yep, born 6:40 a.m.
Gotcha. Yes, you have.
In Arkansas.
Right.
Where do you live now, Felicia?
Tennessee.
What city?
Outskirts of Nashville, like 20 minutes outside. Laverne. City is in Laverne.
Okay. I got it. Great. Excellent. Mm-hmm. See, we thought we would forget you, but... We really try to keep people on here because we know that they might check in with us. We always ask you to keep us posted, and so thank you for calling back.
You're welcome.
So you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, it's a career. I can't even get it out. Career question. And the question is, like, I have just put in an application for a position I put in previously for two other ones, but I didn't get it. I was hoping for one, but it didn't come through. My career man right now is great. I know I was meant to be out here in the field, like customer service, hands-on, being with the people, doing work with the homeless, working with children, whatever I do. But right now I'm behind the desk, which no complaints because I love what we're doing. I'm just saying, will it be a career move for me soon? Do you see anything like that?
Well, I have to agree with your theme of revisiting old places that you wanted to work before and reapplying again, okay? Jupiter is retrograde mm-hmm. at this point in time in your 10th house of your career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that revisiting the past may be to your greater benefit at this point in time for the job you're looking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter, it is going to go direct, and it's still going to be in your 10th house at that point in time. So I think the universe is giving you a beautiful benefit, but it's a matter of time because also sitting in that 10th house of career is Saturn, okay? And Saturn is retrograde as well. And so it teaches you, what Saturn teaches you is patience. Timing is everything, And so, yeah, it's going to do it in its own time is what I'm going to tell you. But I'm also going to tell you to have faith in this process because I think what you're looking for is right around the corner. What do you think, Alberta?
I think you're going to be in the ideal job between the 11th and the 19th of October.
October, okay.
So I'm going to tell you that the great teacher, when I moved you, see, she looks at the natal. I tend to look at the relocation, but we always usually have the same bottom line. Okay, so in your chart where you live now, Saturn's retrograde in your ninth house, okay, of higher education, metaphysics, wanting to really give the gift of your spirit to those that you teach, and I love this for you. And I agree with her. It's retrograde like Jupiter right now. So there's a time that you either did that or very close to manifesting it. And that's why your mind is resting on it so much right now. So it may be a situation where things will open up for you more at that time. Because Jupiter being retrograde, Jupiter goes direct on the 19th of October, but Saturn, the great teacher, goes direct on the 11th. So now you have the great teacher and the planet of good fortune direct, okay? In your ninth house of metaphysics and higher education and doing God's work, in the 10th house of your career. So even if you got a job sooner, again, most of the times when you get a new job, you go through 3 months of tenure, right, where they kind of check you out, you see if you are fit, all that. So you could get it sooner, okay? But I think the memories that you share with yourself in this vision quest will stand by you. So I'm going to encourage you to persist. Go for the thing that you feel is closest to your vision. Don't settle for less because right now you are secure. And there are a lot of people that are not, and you're enjoying your work. So you don't have to rush, tumble, and run, okay? So I think you're in really good shape here. So just continue doing what you're doing, and the right opportunity is going to emerge for you. But just make sure that you remember that this is your vision. You're the one that's going to be there 40 hours a week or more doing what you truly desire. So just make sure that the jobs are not misrepresented. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think you're in for a really great change this year, honey. I'm excited for you.
I am too. Thanks.
You're welcome. We're glad
Thank you
called back in
Thanks,
and checked with us. We love talking to you. You keep us posted.
I will. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Sure.
Sweetheart, huh? Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yes, she
you
is.
Ready for the, yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica,
cool.
415, you're on the air.
Happy birthday, Miss Happy Birthday Girl.
Thank you so much.
This is Jessica from New Jersey.
I thought so.
Yeah.
How are you doing, baby?
There you go. Is this Jessica?
It was nice to hear about your chart. I found that interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I love about astrology so much is because, you know, every chart is so uniquely different and so it's fun to illuminate people and even illuminate myself, knowing it's going to go forward for my year, but I also love Jacqueline's insights. Let me tell you that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
So do you have a special question for us tonight, Jessica?
Well, you know what? I wanted to give you guys some confirmation. You were saying, so this is like a month or two ago, maybe two or three months ago, you were saying, hey, you know, I think I see more of a move around your birthday time and you really want to find a place that represents you. And the last month or so, or maybe it's just been two or three weeks, I started getting this vision as far as like what I want to create for myself and have a farmhouse and a homestead and have animals and a healing space. It was like all these visions started coming in. So you know, my lease is up in September. I think I got to check the date. It might be the end of September. But I think I'm going to move. I haven't really figured out the area totally or completely. I think it's either going to be New York area or Pennsylvania, maybe like the Poconos or Amish country. But I think I'm moving somewhere over there. So, you know, you were definitely right about that. It's not just a place to move. That's it. It definitely is a creation that represents me. You are 100% right about that.
Jacqueline, do you know where she was on her last birthday so we can take a look at that?
We can take a look at that if you wanted to. What city were you in on your birthday just a little bit ago?
Yeah, I was in the same area. I live in, like, the northern New Jersey area. So if you want to look at, like, Paramus, New Jersey. But I'm thinking about moving to Amish country, which I guess would be maybe, I'm not really sure, Bucks County or something, or maybe Hudson Valley, New York. I think that would be, I'm not really familiar with these areas. I'm just seeing, because I do work with horses, and that's come back into my life as far as career stuff, and I really just want to be somewhere that I can be around, do this horse work a lot.
Excellent.
Well, and I will say this before looking at your solar return. Oh, yeah, you're making a transformation and change. Uranus is transiting through your fourth house of your home, okay? It's in Taurus. So this is the reason why you get those sudden epiphanies about where you're going, okay? I am going to say trust the process because I don't think you have the answer yet is what I'm trying to say of which location is going to work well for you. Keep it open and see which one provides the best opportunity for you is what I'm going to say about it. You're wearing your emotions a little bit on your sleeve this year, so you may be a little bit more anxious than what you need to be. All right. Things are going to move in your direction just in their own time. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I'm used to just waiting, so I'm not crazy about that. But that's how this goes. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, though, I really do like the fact that I think you are going to be moving into the tri-state area. You're not going to be moving much out of the region, and I like that for you for some reason. So
yeah.
There must be something about the power lines there and the longitude and latitude that are going to work for you, and that's a good thing. So, but your regular chart, what I'm seeing right now, usually when you're making a local move, you need planetary energy moving through your second or third house. If you were making a long-distance move, you'd want planets moving through your ninth, okay? And so I think that Mars is in Leo now, and it's going to be going into Virgo. And it is going to be going then after, you know, 7 weeks, it goes into Libra in your ninth house. So I think a lot of it has to do with not so much you're making a long-distance move, but you're making a move for change in lifestyle. It's going to be more liberating. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be a place that you know you can grow for a longer period of time and recreate it periodically is what I think you're looking for, okay? And I do think you're going to find it. I think you're going to find it this fall. I think now you can get some nibbles on it, but take your time. You know, every summer, the major ponderous planets, they retrograde for a certain period of time. And so they actually appear to be moving backwards from planet Earth if you watch them with a telescope. And this is a sign from the divine that the energy is incubating, okay? So let it incubate. Look at every detail. Get yourself on your computer. Look at different properties. Look for a water source for the horses. Allow yourself to visualize and actually attach yourself to looking at certain pieces of property because, honey, you can magnetize yourself to this. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely feels like it's something that is bigger than me and something that's calling me.
Yes.
But just to clarify, I already am in the tri-state area, so it's not it's a short distance move. It would be like an hour or two at most.
Right.
I know, yeah.
Oh, okay. So as far as, I am like seeing what opens for me career-wise in these different areas. Is there sometime soon, please don't tell me anything September or October or something. I'm just talking about like maybe August of like, do you see something significant opening for me career-wise?
What do you do?
Well, that's the thing. I do healing work overall, but I have these different areas that I sort of play with. That I want to be doing more stable, you know, like more on a consistent basis. So that would be one of them is what's been on my mind a lot that I've been working a lot in is doing horse healings.
Okay. Well, again,
but,
the planetary areas
so
there,
like
when we're moving through Leo, do complement.
Going.
You're born with your Neptune in Sag, which rules horses, by the way. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mars has already moved to Leo. It's getting ready to go into Virgo. Venus has already moved to Leo and is going into Virgo right now, okay? But the Sun just got into Leo, and it just passed over your Moon 2 days ago. Now, within 2 weeks, it will trine your Neptune. Now, because Mercury had retrograded earlier this year, it's not going to go into Leo for another 6 days. It's going to be there for 4 weeks. Do I think that you can get a handle on something in that time period? Absolutely. Do I see you making a permanent move at that point? No.
Okay, you're talking about home-wise. You're not that. You're just saying.
No, I'm talking about you
career.
Stabilizing more what you're doing in your area, even if you have to travel a little bit until you make the move. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to travel. Actually,
what I think you're going to be doing.
I don't like it. I feel like for such a long, like I'm still looking for stability with my career, and it's I'm being patient with it because I know how that works, but like it's also sort of annoying.
Well, and I'm going to say this. You have Gemini on your sixth house of day-to-day work. There's always going to be a little bit of instability with your work, okay? It's hot, it's cold, it's on, it's off, it's back, it's forth, okay? Your consistency comes with the work that you actually do, okay? And, yes, that will settle in, okay? But there is always going to be that back and forthness with it. Trust your own powers and your own abilities in this. Most importantly, that is the biggest thing. You have Scorpio on your midhaven. You can create the work when you are determined what I'm going to tell you. So it is about, and you're working with this. Your work is not a job. It's a lifestyle, okay? And what you're creating is a lifestyle. So dedicate some time to it. Do the research. Do, like Aphrodite said, I agree with her that there may be some traveling involved here until you make a residential move. I think the career comes before the move comes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, which that is, that's ideal, yeah. So with work, you're saying that always it's going to be, so I'm never really going to have, I don't want to be bored doing the same thing all the time. So I know that that's not going to be the case, but I want to have this financial stability or like this thing of like, hey, I'm doing certain things in this field or in that field and like I have my place. Are you saying that that's not going to happen?
No. What I'm saying is you will have your place, but how you get that place and how you get to your comfort level is the confidence within yourself, knowing that you do like diversity in your work, knowing that you are not an 8-to-5 girl, okay? You get the confidence within yourself and the stabilization of the monetary comes second.
Oh, I
like
that. Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We're totally on your side, okay?
I love that. I just call to hear you say that because I like it. You guys are my, like, cheerleaders and coaches. So thank you and my support. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
All right. Blessings on your path, dear one. Okay.
Thank you. Bless you too. Bless you both. Bye-bye.
God bless. Some reason the next person won't come up. That's okay. I love that she works with horses. I know so many people that do that. It's very interesting. Area code 530, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. We can just barely hear you.
I'll try to speak up.
That's better. Thanks.
Are you August 29th?
I'm sorry?
When's your birthday?
I am probably in your system because when I went to call you, your number popped up on my phone. So 4/19/75.
Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah.
Good day. So do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I just met someone, and I'm having a hard time trusting. I always get carried away, you know, like, I think it's something amazing, and in the beginning it usually is, and then it just kind of peters out, and
did you get
that
birthday?
End up, his birthday? He was born on leap year, 1976.
That's February 29th?
Yeah.
And the year is 1976?
Yeah.
By chance, did you get his time?
We put it in as 8 o'clock. He thinks it's somewhere between 7:30 and 8:30 a.m.
And what city was he born in?
Great Falls, Montana.
All right.
Now, do you still live in Montana?
I do.
Okay. Great. Let's take a peek for ya. Nice.
In our synastry, when I run it on astro.com, it looks like a musical instrument. It's so beautiful. Our two charts combined. And we have Venus conjunct the sun and conjunct Jupiter. And but he's so weird about money and just really shut down. And I don't know. I feel like I'm getting carried away and I'm just going to end up feeling like an idiot at the end.
Okay. Let's see what we can see for you. How long have you known him?
About a month.
Okay. So it's early in the game.
Yeah, when we're together, it's just usually, most of the time, pretty magical. He's under a lot of stress, and he's got a kid. He's got a daughter that he has full custody of. But I don't think he's had a lot of relationships. Sometimes he's really short with me. I don't hear from him for a day or two, which I just find maddening. I don't know. It feels good when I'm with him. And he says all the right things, but then his actions don't really speak to what he says.
Well, he has a Mars in Gemini. He runs like a rabbit. He's there and then he's gone. He's there, he's gone. He's there. He's, okay. But touche, because you have a Venus in Gemini too. Okay.
Right.
So you do. Okay. You do need to learn that balance of living in the now. And, you know, you've got this beautiful Leo moon, okay? Quit jumping into the future, my little Aries. Quit. I know you have a critical degree, Mercury in Taurus, okay? It's 0 degrees, so your head is really intense, okay? I have a 0 degrees Mercury in Scorpio, so I know that 0 degree critical degree thing. Okay? It can really get your head going, okay? But you're in for the romance. You're in for the love. If you're going to do this, you're in for the long haul, okay? There's some strong hits here, like you were talking about, okay?
Yep.
Jupiter conjunct your sun. If it's any, you know, somewhere in that time period, it could have his ascending conjunct your Jupiter, okay? There's mm-hmm. all these beautiful things that just dance in these two charts together. But one of the things that it needs is temperance. It needs patience. It needs to have that good old-fashioned dating type situation. In today's technology, we can be on the phone all day long. We can do this. We can do that. We have so much easy access and contact to each other that we're so accustomed to. But
he's like talking about 9 months before I can meet his child. 9 months of sneaking in the middle of the night to see him because he can't take me on a normal date because he's so busy and has his daughter. And
well, I think he needs to get a babysitter and take you out on a traditional date is what I'm trying to say here.
That's what I'm telling him, but
this is where, you know, I think, you know, the two of you should move slow. You know, I'm not saying introduce you to a child, okay, here again, but I'm also saying, because he's got a certain amount of nervousness too, but I am saying that this needs to be set at a good old-fashioned day type situation, not sneaking behind some back door and hiding the relationship in that way, okay? There's a certain amount of being conservative, and there's a certain amount of being ridiculous, okay, here.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I don't mind the conservativeness with this because I think in the long run it'll pay off, okay? This is a strong connection between the two of you. So you aren't going to lose him anytime in the near future. His sun is conjunct your Mars. So this is the type of man you're looking for, and his actions...
Yeah.
Your actions appeal to him. So there is a lot of potential for this. So I'm saying have a little bit of temperance. Learn to have learn patience with this and don't jump too quickly forward. Okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with everything you said, and I want to mention something else. His moon and sun are in Pisces, and they're conjunct. So he's born on the new moon. And they both conjunct your Mars and Pisces. And I so agree with Jacqueline that this, whatever love and affection you have already attained, could indeed last forever. But you were born with your Venus square your Mars, so you have your issues too, dear. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
and you also have been disappointed, but I think he is trying to protect the child as him being a single parent. Okay? And I think that's okay, but I also agree with Jacqueline. There is ways for him that she's not going to be there 24/7. How old is the child, by the way?
She's 6, and
okay.
He gets really triggered. He won't really delve into what happened with the baby mama, but it was bad, and so he's super protective, and he gets really triggered. And that's not even that he's protecting her. It's that, you know, he wants me to wait 9 months of not being treated like a lady and not going on a real date with him. And I just feel like he's using it as an excuse to avoid intimacy. And the other night I asked if I was his girlfriend, and he's like, no. I mean, he's really shut down, and it's killing me. Because I can see, I can feel it. I looked at the chart. I know the potential there. you know, I can see it, and I tried to tell him, and he just kind of brushes me off, and I don't know, I'm having a hard time keeping my faith, because I've been burned so many times before.
Mm-hmm. You both have burn issues, and that's hard, because you both came together at a time that you needed to be healed in different ways, and that's in your chart also, okay?
Yeah.
And so that's part of what's going on. And I just want, my computer just shut down. Well, how'd that happen? But anyway, Chiron is very much involved in some of the conjunctions, too. You need to take a look at that. So that being said, I think that you still need to do your own healing work on yourself. And if you can communicate with him and create a mental intimacy, okay, then emotional intimacy, gets to know each other a little better. I agree with Jacqueline. There's some very, very strong hits here. I hate to see you abandon something that could turn out to be this beautiful. His north node sits on your ascendant. That's positive karma for intimacy in the future. Okay? So your moon squares your ascendant, too, in Scorpio. So you are still somewhat in survival mode, and so is he. But your Chirons are combust. His Jupiter sits on your Chiron. You're trying to heal each other in some way, but you don't know enough about each other in the past month to really be able to step in and be that support that you can give your partner that will last a lifetime, my dear. Take your time. Take your time.
All right.
Okay? All right. You keep us posted on this, and because I have a feeling you might be pleasantly surprised.
I keep doubting myself, and, you know, I'm stepping back right now because he's kind of stingy with money around me, and that doesn't really resonate because we're so tied karmically with money. That when he is treating me with lack, it really rings me, like it rings my bell, you know, like I get so frustrated. So I'm just, I don't know, trying to step back a little bit and make him realize what he's losing.
A person's coming from a place of lack, they're going to do that with other resources. This is not a reflection on you. This is part of what he's going through. Separate that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I know, but
he doesn't
believe in the astrology, but I try to tell him about the Sun, Venus, Jupiter conjunct and how powerful that is and how we should be, like, doing something together to try to manifest money, and he just kind of brushes me off. So it's frustrating.
But it's only a month, okay? It's only a month.
I know.
So if he doesn't understand, you know, astrologies, use other ways to... Again, show your support. And that's what I'm going to recommend for right now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you. Okay. Bye.
Bless you too. Bye.
Wow. She really, really loves this guy, man, already. Ooh. Something else. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy birthday to you. Many blessings
to you. You're so sweet, Sylvia. Oh, my God.
I love little Larry's creatures. They are so cute.
Absolutely.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, I am good and grateful, ladies. How are you doing?
Doing well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, about a 27.
Right, okay. Sounds great.
I'd say like a 35 or 40 for her. She's had some family and friends.
Yes.
Loved the bond the last couple days.
Yay.
Nice. Yeah. Now, tell me again where you live now, because I always forget the city.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. All right. Now, did you have a special question for us tonight, Sylvia?
Oh, God, yes. Questions, concern. I started school the summer semester, and it was just like, I don't think school is for me. The summer semesters are very, very fast. I'm going like, so in the process of going to school, then I had to move. Internet is not working. Blah, blah, blah. Place where I moved is smaller than the one I was originally in, but adapting, getting there. So I was wondering and hoping if you ladies could look into my 12th house and tell me, is there anything career-wise, gift-wise that I should look into, possibly pursue? Because I was going to school for, well, I started school to major in psychology, and I'm going like, well, you are a natural-born counselor. It kind of makes me going, So I'm going to yield the floor and get some answers and some guidance that I much greatly appreciate you ladies for.
Have you ever thought about hypnotherapy?
No.
Well, you know, Neptune hasn't sat on this star in Pisces for 165 years. It's kissing your Mercury in the 12th house of the subconscious. And trying the heck out of your moon and part of fortune in Scorpio right now, you would be an amazing one-on-one hypnotherapist for people, and you would feel your soul vibrate to that gift is what I'm seeing. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, or am I crazy?
Oh, no, I like it. Okay. She was talking about this Neptune. You vibed right into that 12th house and that Neptune effect. Neptune is retrograde.
Yeah.
The rose-colored glasses are off, and you're looking at the reality of the circumstances, and now you're going, oh, poo-poo, poo-poo, it's all ugly. Okay?
Yes. It's like after this semester is over, I'm thinking about, I'm going like, I really believe I'm going to withdraw. I'm going to put this on, just withdraw and put it on hold.
I'm going to say this, okay? I wouldn't jump so far forward into next semester or anything else at this point in time. I'd look forward to following what you're doing now, finishing it off, okay, and seeing what's next. I agree with Aphrodite, okay? It's a matter of finding your groove in what you're doing. And with this type of chart, hypnotherapy could work really well. You could get people to bark like a dog if you wanted them to. Okay?
Wow.
My point being is that, you know, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't like the mechanical side of psychology does not mean there are not different arts of psychology that you can utilize for your benefit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of finding the right hole to put the peg in. So I agree with Aphrodite that your eyes are open right now. See what other possibilities are there. Finish off what you need to finish and make your choice after that if you need to go further into your education.
Yeah, I am going to finish the semester, which will end in a few weeks, the 6th of August.
Good.
So I'm finishing, yes. But it's like, for it's continuing, the jury's like, I don't think so. And if I do, it's like, maybe I need to change my major.
Leave the door open at this point in time. Don't make a permanent decision on what you're going to do with that. Focus on today and what you need to do to get through this semester. And then after you've finished it, then you can make a choice after that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably have a week or two break to decide if I will continue, stay with the same major, change the major, look into hypno therapy. I never ever. Anything else y'all seen in 12th house for me that I should look into? Yeah, because it's like in the 12th house, there could be hidden, you could be gifted and they could be hidden. So since you all are the experts, that's why I'm asking you all.
Well, but see, my point is right now Neptune is retrograde, so it's not hidden right now. It's out in the open right now.
Oh, okay.
So you're seeing real reality in real time today, okay? You're a natural healer. We talked about this, Sylvia, that you're such a beautiful natural healer for others, you know. You really are. And understanding that compassion and really presenting it forward is the thing that could do the best for you. That little Scorpio moon, when it gets an ugly taste, it gets an ugly taste, okay? And you just got to sit there and work through it and let it settle before you can make a true decision on that.
Okay. All right.
Now, Neptune is retrograde until December 1st.
So what does that mean? Please clarify.
That your eyes are open until then.
Mm-hmm.
So really look at the possibilities of hypnotherapy. The other thing that you could do with that placement is mediumship, by the way.
Yep. Medium?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I want you to look at some of the esoteric arts, because even if you go forward to get your psychology degree, your psychic stuff developing, even as a traditional psychologist, you will be even more amazing, honey, okay? So look at this as taking a break from the traditional maybe next semester. Look into these other things where you can go through different certification programs, and this will be part of your repertoire even if you decide to finish doing some more college. That's fine. But I think you're going to be re-inspired if you look at these two things, okay?
Okay.
Just look into them and let your soul speak to you, honey. You're psychic in your own right. You know that.
No, not me, Aphrodite. No.
Right?
You just blew my secret.
You're so cute. Oh, my goodness.
I think I will look into the artistic side, because I love art and making jewelry and just learn about art, period. And also the spiritual side. Maybe I should look into, I'm just putting this out there to y'all to get your opinion, to developing mediumistic, maybe developing that gift more, because I just sporadically or spontaneously might have a visitation, let's just say, from my brother, who haven't visited in a while, but I mean, or somebody in my family, grandmother, like my niece. I mean, it was just spontaneous. It just spontaneously happened for me. So, yeah, I'll look at that, because you can always do counseling with that, too. Yeah, so, yeah.
You can. And here again, you might find one thing that really stands out by doing that.
Mm-hmm. I guess psychology just comes so natural to me. It might be another reason why I'm going, kind of going like poo-pooing on get a degree, because it's like I've been doing it all of my life. I mean, ever since I can remember back to childhood, when I was old enough, when people just, be it friend or foe, just come and just start telling me their problems, like they thought either I was a good listener, was going to listen, or I had the answer to their issue. So this has been going on all my life. The counselor.
Oh, absolutely. But we have to go. We have other people in the queue, honey. I'm sorry. We love you, but we're going to move on, hon. Okay. Love
all right.
You.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
I'll continue listening. Okay.
All right, love. All right, bye. She's so amazing. Oh, my goodness. We probably have time for one more. Let me go for that because this person's on hold for quite some time. Okay.
Hi.
Air code 917, you're on the air. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Oh, can you hear me?
Can hear you. And your name is?
Yes, it's Anna from Europe.
Oh. Hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm a little sad. I don't know if you guys can have any experience of past loved ones, but a very close relationship has passed. And I'm wondering what you see in the chart about that, any messages or anything.
When is your birthday?
January 28th.
Where do you live now?
New York.
I can't find her.
January 28th, 1973, 11:14 a.m.
Yeah.
Amsterdam.
That's what I thought. I know it was, I was looking for Amsterdam as the initial. Great.
It.
Thank you.
You know, we were talking just to Sylvia about that Neptune transit. And you have that Neptune transit into your 12th house. And it is in sextile to your Venus and your Jupiter, okay? If you don't have family members and old friends from the other side coming and visiting you right now, nobody does. Okay, it's what I'm going to tell you. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing, okay? They are messengers, so they are bringing you information. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. I would embrace it. I would have more of a conversation with the energy. Does that make sense?
What are you saying? I think I missed it because I thought you said that I wasn't getting anything from the other side. I don't know.
You, above all people right now, you are getting tons of messages. It's the opposite. Okay? There's an outpour of information with that sextile coming in. Okay?
Okay.
And because Neptune is retrograde until December, this will continue until then. Okay?
And then after that, there's no...
I'm sorry?
After that, I don't get anything anymore?
That doesn't necessarily mean that isn't true. But they're not going to come as clear because, again, this time period is really, and what I'm saying about it is that you can communicate with the other side very well at this point in time. So I would start utilizing it, saying, hey, is this what you're trying to show me? If it is, give me a sign of dot, 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 you know, and here again, start more of an open conversation during this period of time to where you're having responses back to your questions with these individuals is what I'm trying to say. Because once it goes, Neptune goes direct again, it gets a little bit more cloudy. You feel it, but you aren't as receptive to it. And by using this time period to make some certain indications, they can communicate better once Neptune goes direct, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think, Upper Deck?
Well, I'm looking at a chart in New York, so it's a very different picture. And the reason I'm looking at this is because I wanted to see what Neptune's doing in this chart for you. And again, you are in a situation right now where your clairvoyance is through the roof. Have you ever done your genealogy of your ancestors? Do you know if they, arts, in your ancestry, because I have a feeling that,
I know that,
you know, forever. It's crazy.
You have a what? Forever.
It's crazy good.
I have a what? I'm sorry.
It's crazy good that your ancestors also have been spiritually gifted.
Yeah, apparently, this is what my mom said, apparently my grandfather's mother was super clear.
Yep.
She, like, knew that she was going to be with a man, and she just knows things without knowing, and especially everything related, like, people, places, and things.
Mm-hmm. And the power of the blood and bones of your ancestors is sitting right on your Jupiter in New York, okay? Pluto, planet power, life, death, rebirthing, is sitting on your Jupiter, your first house of self-identification, okay? And so they are trying to help to give you strength to pursue your spiritual gifts at this time. This is beautiful, honey. This is beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree with Jacqueline. See, we're looking at two different pictures, but we're getting the same result. That's what Jacqueline and I do. Okay? It's great. I love it.
Yes.
Now, also, the North Node is sitting on your Saturn in Gemini.
Right.
Have they actually spoke to you? Are you hearing them?
Okay.
You can often hear them. The North Node is very close to your Saturn in Gemini. And it's in trine to your Sun and your Mercury in Aquarius. So they can send you messages in different ways. And sometimes you might even be able to hear their voice, or you will feel that they are speaking to you, even if you have to translate it psychically. Are you following me on this?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're with you on this. I think it's friendly, beautiful spiritual energy coming into you right now, honey.
Oh, good. Yeah,
yep.
So I'll just enjoy, because I was reading, like, if somebody passes on, then it's like a basically like an illusion to experience these things, because it's just because we want. I think it's too much stuff that makes this world dead is dead, you know, and like, but we're spiritual beings.
And I'm going to say this, the average human only uses about 8% of their brain, so about 92% of their brain.
I love that.
They're doing something. Okay? I'm just saying. You know, we carry the blood of our ancestors through this connection. And part of that is that we have this whole piece that we do not know what's going on there. And we have to accept that, you know, there are anomalies on this earth, and you know, whether it's the energies of our brain or whether it's the energies of the individual, it's activating that particular part at that point in time. So, you know, I have to say that they can say whatever they want to say. And I can honestly, from personal experience, say that I have had people visit me from the other side with clear, distinct signals to let me know that there is a way of doing that. So here again, that's what come I say. There's 92% up there, and probably part of what our stuff is coming from there, and that connection to others.
Yeah. So that's really nice. I like that a lot, especially coming from my ancestors, that they are deeply connected to me also, and their ancestors also connected to me. So there you go.
Absolutely. Oh, we got Buck off the air now, so you have a sweet night. You keep us posted, honey, okay?
Sweet night. Bye, sweetheart.
God bless.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
So sweet. So we should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Oh, okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. God bless.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.